Okay, today's shiur is Vachem Adaf Pe Gimel. Just those who listen to the Sefer Mitzvah shiur, I apologize. Yesterday there was no shiur, and tonight there will not be a shiur. Baruch Hashem, my wife had a baby boy last night, middle of the night, so Baruch Hashem, everybody's okay. And we'll try to stay on the schedule as much as we can this week, but some of it is Tali B'das Acherim. But Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Siyata Deshmaya, and Nisa Minaflos. Okay, Pei Beis Amid Beis. On towards the bottom, Boi Rava. Let's see how far we can get today. So, Boi Rava. So, remember, we're in the sugyas of Dam, that's Nichnas Lefnim, that goes inside of where it is supposed to be. The Pashas of the Pasuk is at least talking about Chatas, the Chatas Chitzoni blood that goes inside. And then the Rabbi Akiva expands it to all Karbanas. So, the question is now, Par Helam Davar Shal Tzibur, the Seer Avodas Kochavim, Sheikhnas Damim Lefnai Velefnim Mahu. What about if you have blood that's supposed to be inside? It's supposed to be inside the Heichal. So the question is, if you bring it inside the Kodesh Kadashim, does that ruin it? Mi Amrinan El HaKodesh Penima. Do we say that you have to compare the words in the Pasuk El HaKodesh, which means Heichal, and Penima, which means Kodesh Kadashim. And therefore, Kol Hecha de Karinan El HaKodesh, Karina Be Penima. Wherever I can apply the Isser of going into the Heichal, I will apply that there's an Isser of going into the Kodesh Kadashim. Kol Hecha de Lo Karina Be El HaKodesh, wherever there is no Isser of going into the Heichal, Lo Karina Be Penima. So there wouldn't be an Isser, even though you're not supposed to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So Mitzad Echad, would we say that there is no Isser, because the Isser only applies to Dav Chitzoni. O Dilma, what do we say? No, Shalobim Komonhu, Lamaisa, it's the wrong place. And therefore, it's going to be, it's going to pass all the blood. And the Gemara was just giving one example. First question. V'yimtim Salomar Shalobim Komonhu. And if you want to say it is the wrong place, and therefore, one would violate in this case. Par v'seir shel yom ha-kippurim shehiza midam an alabadim. What about this case? You have the par and the seir of Yom Kippur, which is supposed to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, and they're sprinkled on the poles of the Aron. This week's parsha, the badim. But the Isser have taken the badim out of the Aron. So v'hotziyam lahechal. What happened after you did that? You brought it out to the hechal, the hechnisan, and then you brought it back in. Mahu. What's the pashas of the question? So Rashi and Tosfos say, the Pashas is, you did what you were supposed to do inside, you came outside, and then you brought it in. So you want to know, if now the Dhamma comes puzzle from being Shofechid, you did everything you were supposed to do. But now you brought it out, and then you brought it back in. Miyam Rinan Mekoman, who do we say, Lamaisa, the Kodesh Kadashim is the place for this Dham, and therefore it's not going to become Nifsal. O Dilma, Hol V'Nafik Nafik. Or do we say, no, once we did the avoda properly, and now we came out, it's no longer the place. Fascinating question. Do you look at, hey, the Kodesh Kodashim is on limits for this blood? Or do you say, no, it's a special heter of the time that you do the avoda. And once you did the avoda, it's finished. This is no more makoma. And if you bring it back in, it is a problem. If you look in the Rambam has a little different formulation of what exactly the question is. The question isn't, stop, you finished everything you're supposed to do, and now you brought the blood in. Let's say we know by these karbanos, you're supposed to do avoda inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and then do certain avodas outside. You're supposed to then sprinkle it on the paroches. So what happens if that's what happened? You did inside the Kodesh Kadashim, and then you brought it out, and before you did the avoda outside, then you brought it back in. So that's a comparable case to the other cases where we want to know, before you do the avoda, is it ruined? Or you did some of it. You did some of the avoda chitzoni, and we want to know if you can continue doing it. That the Rambam in Beis Yodalad. Says the Rambam, Par v'sar shayom ha-kippurim, shedamam nechnas l'kodesh kadashim, im hechnes damam l'kodesh kadashim, v'hiza bimenu, v'hotzio l'heichal, v'chazar v'knishu l'kodesh kadashim, nifsal. The Bagabaka is possible, and therefore, v'eino gomer mimenu, hazayas sheva kodesh ha-kadashim. Even, oh, he says the other case, let's say you didn't even finish the words of the kodesh kadashim, and then you bring it out, then you bring it in. Kiva de yatsa yatsa. Right, and the Ravid says, no, I think there's a Anisover Pirusho Shalom is not the correct one of the sugya. Okay, but that is the Rambam in Beis Dalet, a little different. Not just about this Bagdabaka puzzle per se, but if you didn't finish the Avodas. Good, continuing now. V'yimtim Salomar Hovanothak Nothak. And if you want to say, even Dam, that's supposed to go into the Kodesh Kadashim, but once it goes out, that it's no longer has the Heter. Right? So then you don't formulate it like I just did. I just formulate it as like, once the mitzvah's over, it's not the place anymore. So according to the Rambam, you can't say that because you didn't finish the mitzvah, let's say. So it's still the place. But still, if you took a break in the middle and you went out in the middle of that avoda, maybe you could ruin it. So if you say that, it would be ruined. What about the following case? He's a midaman ala paroches. If you sprinkle the blood on the paroches. Vahotziolam, so meaning the... Right, you're in the heichal, and you sprinkle the dam on the karbanas that require sprinkling on the paroches. And then you walked a little east. You went a little out, because now it's time to sprinkle on the mizbeach hazahav. But the halach is, you gotta walk out. Away on the other side of the mizbeach to do that. That's what you did. Votziel mizbeach, but vechrisa, then you brought it back in. So according to the Rambam, the same kind of question. You didn't finish the ones on the paroches. Or, here, you brought it out, so mahu, in that case. Here, it's all heichal. It's all heichal. What's the? You're going to say there's a yitzia here? Well, going from the paroches to the side of the mizbeach hazav, there's no yitzia there. O dilma or yitzia karina bay. Or no, the pasuk uses the lashon of yatsa. Top line in Rashi. Votziel mizbeach lahazos sheva al tiaro. You go to sprinkle the seven at the end on the middle of the mizbeach hazav. V'matan dalet al karnosav and the four corners. Kidachsiv v'yatsa el hamizbeach. Asher lefnei Hashem v'chiper alav. So v'yatsa, it says yatsa, Rashi quotes the Gemara Yuma, ad denafik mikule mizbeach. Right, you have to leave the entire area of the mizbeach, shlo yamod bein mizbeach leparoches b'shas matres mizbeach. You can't stand between the paroches and the mizbeach, which would be the shortest place to go when you do the sprinklings. Ein bein mizbeach lepesach l'tzad mizrach. You got to go to the east side of the mizbeach azav. So it is categorized as yitzia. Do we say that that's a separate area in halacha, and that would be called the yitzia for our case? So, no answer given. Teku. Teku, tishbi atari, tell the Yonah he's going to come. I was trying to think, was there a connection between having a baby and the daf? So maybe here, it's the only one I could find today. That the teku, the Gemara says elsewhere, that Eliyahu Navi's not going to come until all the neshama shemaguf, all the babies are born that are supposed to be born in history, then Eliyahu Navi's going to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just waiting for them to be born. So every baby that's born is Makar of the Geula. So that's teku. Maybe this little baby boy will help us get some answers. Okay. Weiter. Yes. V'yatzan, he went out. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Hopefully he's not going back in. V'yachnisan. Nichlas l'chaper. Vayter. So, here we go. So we had a machlokas yesterday in the Mishnah. This isser of going into the, bringing the dam inside. So is that an isser if I bring it in to do the kapara, even if I don't do the kapara? Even if I just had kavanah to do it, that's what the Ramban pointed out on Parshas Sav, that the Isser, it has to be at least Nichnas L'chaper. Nobody would say that you could even just Nichnas L'lo L'chaper. It has to be at least Nichnas L'chaper. So if you bring it in, do you have to actually do the kapara? So that was the Machlokas. So the Rebbe Eliezer said that even if you didn't do the kapara, and Reb Shimon says only if you did the kapara. And then Rebbe Yehuda said if you did a shogeg, that is not an Isser, that the it's kosher. So we'll see. Nichlas l'chaper. So Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Rebbe Eliezer Shita is repeated. Ne'emar kam l'chaper b'kodesh. It says by this Isser, I'll bring the dam in l'chaper b'kodesh. Ve'ne'emar l'halon. It also says when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur makes the ktores smoke, every person, nobody will be in the Olam Moed when it's time l'chaber b'kodesh, when he goes inside, so they all go out. So ma'ala halon b'shalo kiper, just like over there, it's when the Kohen Gadol is on his way in. The kapara has not been achieved yet, and it says, right, but there the word l'chaper is talking about where the kapara did not take place. So afkan b'shalo kiper, so to hear the word l'chaper is referring to a case where kapara does not take place, and the isser is, even if only nichnas l'chaper, if you didn't do the kapara. Rebbe Shimon Omer, Ne'emar kam l'chaper, Rebbe Shimon has a different gzeirah shava. It says l'chaper here, Ne'emar l'halon, ves par hachatos, ves sira chatos, asher huva et davam l'chaper. They're talking about you have to burn the cern of the chatos pnimios, they have to be burned outside. So these karbanas that had their blood brought inside, you have to burn. So there it already happened. So the other word l'chaper is post-kapar. So malahala b'shekiper, just like over there, it's b'shekiper, the kapar already occurred. Afkad b'shekiper, so to hear, b'shekiper, where it already took place. The question is, where do you darshan it from? But my kamiflugi, what's the machlokas about? Mar savar, done in chutz mi chutz, Veidana chutz mipanim. Rabbi Eliezer holds you compare chutz mechutz. You compare the blood that's supposed to be outside, chatos primi, chatos chisonios blood that's brought inside, that's a chutz case, with chutz where people are supposed to stay outside when the Kohen Gadol goes and does the kapara. Veidana chutz mipanim, and you don't compare chutz mipanim from the chatos primios who are supposed to be inside. Umar Savar Dunin Behema Mi Behema Vein Dana Behema Meyadam. The other one says, no, how can you compare the Dam to a case of people? Of people having to go away when the Kohen Gadol goes in. So it's better to compare Chatos Chitzonios with Chatos Primios to both animals rather than the behavior of people. Period. How can there be a machlokas about this Gzeira Shava? It's machlokas, it's Svara of the Gzeira Shava. I think we mentioned in the past, Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah Laman Aleph, this has come up a lot, about darshaning Gzeira Shava and a Kal V'Chomer and the other Midas. Machlokas is, everybody agrees that a Kal V'Chomer you can darshan yourself. That's the only one that's based on logic. Everyone agrees that you cannot darshan a Kal V'Chomer oneself. I'm sorry, a Gzeira Shava. Because a Gzeira Shava needs a Rebbe. Ain Adam Dom Gzeira Shava Mirabo. LMK Kibla Mirabo. That's my Gzeira Shava. The Machlokas is what about everything in the middle? Rashi is the only thing you're allowed to darshan is a Kal V'Chomer. Everything else is like Gzeira Shava. Tosfos there says, no, everything is like Gzeira Shava. Rashi says Kal V'Chomer is unique, and Tosfos says Gzeira Shava is unique. Tosfos says you can darshan everything yourself except for Gzeira Shava. But either way, Gzeira Shava, you need a Rebbe. So then the question is, how do you ever have a machlokas about a Gzeira Shava? How do you have a machlokas? You needed a Rebbe. This doesn't go all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. How can there be a machlokas about it? And furthermore, why do you need a Rebbe? What makes Gzeira Shava unique? So it's a beautiful Ramban. The Ramban in the Shurashim, in Sefer Mitzvahs of the Ramban, the Ramban writes, how would it be possible for every person in to darshan Gzeira Shava? Gzeira Shava is based on two words. Whenever you have such a large book like the Torah, there's obviously going to be a repeat of words. You can't use a word only once. So you're going to tell me that everybody can darshan Gzeira Shava? It'll be a bizarre. The whole Torah would fall apart. Because you have an S here and an S here and a Vayomer here and a Vayomer there. You have to say that there are limits. That's why you need a Rebbe to darshan Gzeira Shava. Because it's impossible to have such a large book where you don't have words repeated, and if you leave it open to everybody to darshan their own Gzeira Shavas, the whole halacha would fall apart. That's the Ramban. That's why you have to have some limit. So then the question is, would he ever have any machlokas about it? Where's any flexibility? So for that, you have to go one step further. The Meiri in Shu'as Lama Gimel and other Rishonim say that Gzeira Shava, certain words were handed down. The words were handed down, but not every detail of this word is compared to this word in the other parsha, and that's the Gzeira Shava. No, that's not sure. For example, in Aron Kamara, the word lechaper was handed down. The word lechaper, by bringing the dam inside, that was a mesorah, there's a gzeira shava here, to learn a certain halacha. So where do you learn it to? And where do you not learn it to? That can be based on svara. Like right here, the Gemara says, do you compare chutz b'chutz, do you compare chutz b'prim? So there is some flexibility within the limit of gzeira shava. The yesod is passed on. This word is going to be used for gzeira shava. But then you bring in svara, they figure out, oh, where am I going to compare it to? Where would be the best place to learn from and to? Okay, so that's an important yesod. The Ramban and the Shrashim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Meiri in Shvuas on Daf Lamed Gimel. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Vechulu. So the Gemara, the Mishnah continued, it said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you bring the blood in Shogeg, then kosher. Not a problem. Bring it in Shogeg. Hamezid, pasul. But if you bring it in Bemezid, so then it's going to be pasul. Ask the Gemara, Bishekiper or Bishelo Kiper? According to Rabbi Yehuda, did you have to do the Zrikas inside or not? Pashas, what's the question? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Reb Shimon or like Reb Eliezer? We just had a machlokas, Reb Elazar and Reb Shimon. So the Gemara calls Reb Yehuda Shogeg. Oh, who does Reb Yehuda hold like? What's the difference? What's the difference that we hold like? We either pass it like Reb Shimon or like Reb Eliezer. So one of the Achronim say, no, we want to know who's the Yachad Kineged Rabim. Who is the Yachad Kineged Rabim? Whatever side Reb Yehuda is on will be the Rabim Kineged Yachad. It'll be two against one. That's why we'd rather say, we have to find out who Rabbi Yehuda holds like. The problem, just in brackets, the problem with the Shita is at the Rambam. Because Rabbi Yehuda ends up saying that it's only if you did the Kapara, so it's two against one on that side, and the Rambam Paschal is even without the Kapara. Okay? That's a problem with the Shita of the Rambam, assuming that is the Nafkamina. Okay? Either way, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya. Says Rabbi Yirmiya. Mimashma Shenemar. Ves par hachatas. the esir hakadas shuv as damon lakaber bakodesh, for the fact that it says that if you bring the, this is the puzzle that we just quoted up above, that if you have these chatos pnimios that had their blood brought, they're burned outside, matam alomber bahasoreif, why does it say the next word, and the one who burns it, it's going to become mitami begadim? So Gemara says, one second, matam alomber bahasoreif lugufa yestrich, that pasuk, that word's not extra, that's telling you the din, that whoever burns these karbanos is going to be matame begadim, is going to become tame, right? Like the paraduma. So I said, you're right. No, elamata malama chatas chatas. Why does it repeat the word chatas twice? Vasarefas chatas, it should be, right? Just one chatas you need. That word's extra. What is that teaching me? Lefishalo lamanu elalapar visarir shayoma kippurim shenitzrafana besa desha and matame begadim. I only knew that only the par and the sarir of Yom Kippur, that they are burned outside, that they're matami, the begadim of that, those who are involved. Shara nisrafim minayin. How do I know other nisrafim, like the parhelam davar shel sibur, and the other karbanis that like that? How do I know that their oskim are also matami begadim? Tamalomar, chatas chatas, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's from these extra words, chatas. Rabbi Meir Omer and Osara. Meir says you don't need those extra words. Why? Harehu Omer. Ves parachatas, ves sirachatas. Sheitam alama lachaper. The word lachaper is extra. Matam alama lachaper. What is the word lachaper? I know that they brought lachapara. What did that extra word lachaper teach me in this context? Limid al kol hamis kaprin shasarfim. Nathan Evagadim. Rabbi Shimon uses the word lachaper to teach me this halacha, that all the karbanas that are brought lachaper that are burned outside are matame begadim. For Rabbi Yehuda lachaper lamashbele, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't use the word lachaper to teach me that. Right? He uses the word extra words chatas chatas. My time. Why doesn't he use lachaper to teach me that? It must be he used it up for something else. Lav mishum to be boy l'gzeira shava. It must be that he used it for the gzeira shava, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says you need actual kapara lichaper, because he didn't use it to teach me this halacha in his machlokas with Rabbi Meir. So lamaskara, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Shimon that you actually need kapara. Two ha'aris. Number one, the Chazon Ish. Hadron Allah calls on Shazar. The number one, the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says, if you remember those Gemaras way back that we had on Daf Chav Ches, Chavav Mabez, we had the Gemaras of Shalobim Komo Kim Komo Dami. Right? Chavav Mabez. Chavav Manaf on the bottom, Chavav Mabez. Shmuel says, Pasal Basar of Bailam Niskapru. There's a concept that even if it's in the wrong spot, it's still going to be okay. So ask the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Yehuda holds over there, seems to be, Shalobim Komo Kim Komo Dami, that it's okay if you put it in the wrong spot. So why over here, if you bring it inside and you do the Zrikos inside, why do we say that it passes the Dam? Why is Shalobim Komo Kim Komo? Right? Why is that a problem? We just said it's kosher Shalobim Komo Kim Komo. You might not get full, you might not be able to eat the meat. But here, why don't you say Shalobim Komo Kim Komo? So it says the Chazon Ish, no, there's a difference between Shogeg and Stam Shalobim Komo. Says the Chazon Ish in Yud Ches Aleph in Zvachim, if it's shogeg on the wrong, that's like mesasik, because you don't even realize you're doing something wrong. So that's worse than knowing you're doing something wrong and doing it in the wrong spot. There, okay, you did something wrong, but it's still going to work. But over here, says the Chazon Ish in Yud Ches Aleph, over here it's like mesasik. His lashon is v'aval hai shogeg tahayinu d'ksaver shu panimi. He thinks it's a panimi blood. V'imke nira d'aviki mesasik kibush azarku b'tos. That's what he says. Number one. Number two, the other problem, and then we start the next parak, is the sheet of the Rambam. How does the Rambam paskin? The question is, how does the Rambam get this from the Gemara? But either way, the Rambam paskin as follows. Dam chata sheh, this is in Beis Tezayin, in Psuli Amagdashim. Dam chata sheh nisu l'chaper bo b'fnim. Dam chatas that is brought in inside. Nichlas l'chaper, v'lo kiper elohotziu, and you didn't do the zrikas. You brought it in, then you brought it out. V'lo hiza mimenu b'fnim klum, and you didn't do anything outside. So here he is. Who does he baskin like? Rav Shimon Rebbe Elazar. We're waiting. Says the Rambam, im echniso b'shogeg hareze kosher. If you brought it in shogeg, and you didn't do the zrikas, and you brought it out, kosher. Umaz mimenu b'chutz. And then you can do it outside. Sha'arei lo kiper b'kodesh. After all, you didn't do the zrikas, so it's not a problem. Vim hechniso b'mezid pasul. But if you brought it in b'mezid, then even without the zrikas. So the Rambam's chilek between if you brought it in b'mezid or b'shogeg, brought it in b'shogeg, then you had to have done the zrikas to pasul the blood. If you brought it in b'mezid, even without doing the zrikas. Ask the velt, first of all, where did the Rambam get this from? There seems to be a machlokas, and then we figure out who Rabbi Yehuda is holding like. So the Rambam obviously is reading it differently. The Rambam is reading it on, let's say, according, what does he say about only if you brought it in shogeg, kosher. So the Rabbi Yehuda is commenting on the line of kiper, Right? The previous Manda Amar said Kiper, but if you brought in, I'm sorry, the previous line said Lo Kiper, he's commenting on the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, if you didn't do Kapara, so the Rambam is saying, oh, if you brought it in Shogeg, then it's kosher, that's what it works, but Mazid, no. Mazid, if, it's gonna be a problem, if you do the Kapara, I'm sorry, I think he read it, it goes with the second sheet, not Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who says that if you did the Kapara, it's a problem, the Rambam says, but if you wrote it in Shogeg, it wouldn't be a problem. Only if you wrote it in Mazid and you did the Kapara, it would be a... if you wrote it in Mazid, even if you don't do the Kapara, if you wrote it in Shogeg, only if you did the Kapara. And you got to figure out, the Chesed Mishnah works out, he thinks that one sheet is building on the previous sheet. But forgetting that, what's the Lamdus? What's the Svar for the Rambam? If you bring in the blood, does it possible or not? Do you have to do the Zrika or not? So the Mishnah was clear. Some one Tana says you have to actually do the Zrika, because that's a real problem. You have an outer Zrika you're supposed to do, and you do the inner Zrika. Oh, it's a problem. Some say, no, it's a psul knisa. So right when you bring it in, with the kavana, l'chaper. So says Reb Chaim, for this we need Reb Chaim. Right, says Reb Chaim on that Rambam, and psulim makdashim. Really, the psul, says Reb Chaim, is a psul rak bi'a l'chaper. A bi'a l'chaper. And therefore, what does a bi'al l'chaper mean? A knisa that's defined as a knisa shel kapara. So how do you define a knisa shel kapara? So if you actually did a kapara, you actually did the zrika, then for sure, objectively, it's a knisa shel kapara. So then even if you brought it in shogeg, it doesn't matter. You did a knisa shel kapara, you did the zrikas there. But what if you brought it in nichnas l'chaper? So if it was shogeg, that's machshava b'taos. Machshava b'taos is nothing. So machshava b'taos is nothing. So we throw out your machshava. So you didn't do any kapara yet until you actually do the kapara. If it was just nichnas l'chaper b'taos because you thought it was a pnimi but really it was a chitzoni, that's a machshava b'taos. It doesn't count. Therefore, just bring it out and shalom al yisrael. There's no psul. But if you actually did the kapara, then it's going to take it over the line, even for shogeg. By mazid, nichnas l'chaper is enough to define it as a knisa shel kapara. You don't have to actually do it. That's Reb Chaim's beautiful chiddush right here, psul yamikdashim. The be'emes haba'al l'chud eino paselas klal. It's not a din per se of knisa. Rak be'echnisa manas l'chaper hu de mifsala. As the pasuk says, "Kzibek krasha yuval l'chaper b'kodesh." V'chenu lehed yibizvachim, as we had yesterday. V'yalkein amrinan tekshechnisa b'shogeg lo mikri machsheves kapara. Kiva dahavi machsheve b'tos. To b'shogeg bavo machshevaso. Haino rak heichad lo neskaim machshevaso v'lo kiper. Masheikin heichad v'emes kiper. If you actually did it, v'neskaim machshevaso shechasav l'chaper gam b'shogeg lo bato machshevaso. Because then it's not just a machshava. Umitztarfim shneim b'mashav d'chashav l'chaper v'kiper l'enyin shei b'chlal huva l'chaper. Ava ochein, that's what he continues and says it, but that's our issue. You have to define it as a knisa l'chaper. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Next parak, ninth parak in Masechet Zvachim. As we said, this parak is all about Mizbeach Makadesh, the Mizbeach making holy items that went up on the Mizbeach by accident when they weren't supposed to. Psulim, you have a psul on the Mizbeach. Okay, six plot parak until we get to Kolatadir, which is on Daf Daf Peites. So it says the Mishnah, HaMizbeach Makadesh Es Haroilo. The Mizbeach is a Kadesh, anything fitting for the Mizbeach. What does that mean? So that is a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, it's like a semicolon. It's like a title. This is how Rashi reads the Gemara. What is roilo though? Two ideas. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kala roilo ishim. It means anything that is fitting to be burned on the Mizbeach, even though it's pasul. Right, you have a meat that was pasul that somehow went up on the Mizbeach. Kala roilo ishim, as long as it's ready to be burned on the fire. If it went up, the Mizbeach is bekadeshit, and it does not go down. Shenemar, hi ha'ola al mokta. Because the pasuk says it is the ola al mokta on the pile of wood, the fire. Ma ola she really ishim, just like an ola which is fitting on the fire. And also lo teirid, so it doesn't go down. Av kol shu really ishim ola lo yerid. So to anything that is really ishim, if it goes up, it does not come down. That's Rabbi Yeshua's understanding of roilo. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, kala roilo mizbeach im ola lo yerid. Rabbi Gamliel is a little more expanded, inclusive. He says no, anything that's fit for the mizbeach. Not only fit for the fire of the Mizbeach. Fit for the Mizbeach. Im alavo yerid. Shenemar hi ha'ola al mokta al Mizbeach. As it says, al Mizbeach, the last phrase. Ma ola shiru the Mizbeach. Just like an ola is fitting on the Mizbeach. Im also lo teirid. It does not go down if it goes up. Av kol davar shiru the Mizbeach. So do everything that is roi. Im also lo teirid. It does not go down. L'bayin afkamina. So the Mishnah doesn't make us have to figure it out. It says it beferish. Ein bein divar abir gamliel. Divar abir Yeshua. Ela hadam banasachim. Blood and wine. That goes on the mizbeach, but it doesn't go on the fire. Right, so that's a nafkamina. If you have pusel blood or pusel wine that went up on the mizbeach, does it go down? Shrebe gamli alo merlo yerdu, because it's included in the halacha of im alo yered. It's included in al mizbeach. Rabbi Yeshua omer yerdu. Yeshua says no, it does go down. Period. Rabbi Shimon omer. Rabbi Shimon says a third shita. Hazevach kosher v'hanisachim sulim. If you have something that going up on the mizbeach, the zevach is going to be kosher. I'm sorry, let's just do all the cases. Hazevach kosher v'nesachim sulim. If the carbon is kosher and the nesachim are pasul, right, the wine libations and the flour that go up in the mizbeach are pasul, or hanesachim kshirim hazevach pasul, the nesachim are kosher and the zevach, the carbon itself, is kosher, pasul. Afilu zevazep sulim. Or if they're both pasul, hazevach lo yerid v'nesachim yerdu. The carbon's going to stay up there, not the nesachim. But we'll see Rabbi Shimon's shita, the Gemara's going to explain, is, and Rashi quotes it with the Rashi's on the top of Amud Beis. Rashi quotes the Svara. Why? Because the halacha, according to Rabbi Shimon, is the mizbeach is only makadish something that is pasul, that is brought as an independent carbon. Not something that's a piggyback. Only something that's brought biglau atzman. But if something is not brought biglau atzman, but brought biglau acherim, like nesachim is brought with the ola and the shlamim. Right, so therefore, that this halacha doesn't apply. Just like an ola is brought biglal atzmo, so do everything brought biglal atzmo. But if it's not, if it's brought biglal acherim, it's not going to be a problem. Couple of general points related to this halacha. Okay, introductory points to the parak. 3 points. Number one, a fascinating discussion in the Achronim. The Achronim discuss, when we say, let's say we say, imalo yered, and therefore it stays in the mizbeach, it's going to be burned. Betoras, what are we burning that carbon? Let's say you have a pasul shlamim that's up on the mizbeach. Is it being burned as a pasul shlamim? Or is it being burned as, the Gemara is going to say in the first few lines of the Mabez, lachmo shalom mizbeach? All of a sudden it becomes a generic pasul carbon that gets stuck on top of the mizbeach and gets holy. So which is it? Does it still retain any of its status of being the original carbon or not? That is a question in the Achronim, Lamai Nafkamina, what difference does it make if it's being burned as the original carbon or not? What happens if there's a halacha that you're not allowed to eat from the basar of a carbon until it's a murim or burned, until the fats are burned? Once the fats are burned, then you can eat from the carbon. What happens if the emurim of a carbon, the pasul, go up in the mizbeach and they're pasul? So you're going to have to burn them. So are they still called a murim of the specific carbon? Or are they just called generically lachmo shel mizbeach? If they're called a murim of the specific carbon, then you still can't eat the basar, because it's a murim, haven't been burned yet. If it's not, if it's just pasul and now it's lachmo shel mizbeach, so then there are no murim left in the world. So eat the meat. Eat the meat of the carbon. Nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, they bring another one. Are you allowed, let's say you have fascinating, that the chalavim of a carbon became pasul and it went up in the mizbeach and you have to burn it on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do the burning of the chalavim on Shabbos? So we know that halach is, you're allowed to burn the chelve Shabbos b'Shabbos. That's included in the heter of burning the carbon tamid. Right? That's the makor of chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. You can wait till the night, but you do it, no, you do it that day. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, you gotta do it now. So you let it, let's say the chalavim became pasal, and they're only gonna be burned because of the halach of him, alul yerdu. So if they're still called their personal carbon, then you're still allowed to burn it on Shabbos. If it's stam lachmo shel mizbeach, it's not a Shabbos carbon anymore. If it's not a Shabbos carbon anymore, then you can't burn it. Another nafkamina. Anyway, so that's issue number one. Issue number two, a discussion in the Achronim, is, does it only apply, is the mizbeach mekadesh only if it was brought up, let's say, midas? What if it just got up there, shalom midas? It wasn't like that. We have a halacha by Kalim that we had earlier in the Masechta. Klisha Reis Alim Mekadesh Alim Midas. It was put in with knowledge. But what if it went up there? Is that this halacha similar to that? Mizbeach is Mekadesh with Das or not? Rov Achronim assume not. Rov Achronim assume it's just Nasis Me'eleha. It becomes Kadosh Me'eleha. It's not a din of requiring Das. That is what Lo Matzinu B'Shum Makom Hefresh Beinim Ha'alon Al Das La'Griban Oim Ha'alon Stam. That's the words of the Yor Sameach. V'hayinu akarchach mishum de mizbeach makadish af shalom midas. This is a different halacha. This is the Yor Sameach in Hilchas Me'ilah. I think it's in the fifth parak. He says, "Havi kamosha nasas lach moshom isbeach memela b'lo kavanas amaktish ukmo elu huktasha me'eleha v'lo nachas lo din me'ila." That's why it's not going to be an iser me'ila by these karbanas, because there's no hektish midas. That is a second point. And number three, and then we'll move on, is another arsameach. The arsameach asked the kasha in this is in Psuli Hamukdash in Gimel. Does this halacha apply by a bama? Not 100% clear. The halacha mizbeach mekadesh. Does a bama also create im alo lo yerdu? He says nistapakti. We should have sfeikas like this. Nistapakti ba bama im mekadesh psulim alo. V'nira, he says it must be based on the gemara later on. We're gonna have a machlokas whether a bama is called mizbeach, because that's what this the pasuk here says. Alam mizbeach. Ola alam mizbeach. So lechora, that's the machlokas. That'll be the machlokas. If the bama has an element where it's called mizbeach in the Torah, that's the arsameach thinks, that's what it will be tali on, whether the halacha, mizbeach mekadesh, would apply to bamas. Okay, a couple of introductory comments, and now we get into the Mishnah. Now the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Nama Beis, Roy Lo in, Shein Roy Lo Lo, only if it's Roy and not if it's not Roy. Lemut Imai. What is that excluding? So we had in the Mishnah already two possible exclusions. Right, according to the one who says that has to be Roy for the fire, so Dam and Nesachim are excluded. But what about according to the one who says it's Roy al Mizbeach? What does he say? And even according to the first opinion, is there any others? Amar Papa, Limute Kmatzim Shlo Kitsha Bakli. Oh, let's say I did the Kmitza. We know by a Karbei Mincha. What's the process? I put all of the flour into a Kli Shares. I then take out the Kmitza with my three middle fingers, and then I put the Kmitza into another Kli Shares. And then I bring that to the Mizbeach and I burn it on the Mizbeach. Right, I do the Haktara of the Kmitza. What happens if I did not do that second putting the Kmitza into a Klisharis? So we had a Tana earlier back in the first paragraph that said you don't have to. But let's say what we all according to the sheet that said you have to. You have to put it into that Klisharis. What if you didn't? So it never achieved full Kedusha. If it never achieved full Kedusha, that's what's excluded. That's not Royal Gabi Mizbeach. That's not Raga Mizbeach. And says the Mikdash David, here, the Shidim Kabbalah, by the way, says, it for sure went into the first Klisharis, in the Os Aleph. Right, because if it didn't go into the first Klisharis, there's nothing to talk about. So if it went into the first Klisharis, even though the Kemitza didn't go into the second Klisharis, where it's supposed to go. That's what we're talking about here. Right, lo acher Kemitzasan, v'alvagav da hamincha niskatshe b'bisa, d'im lokein chulun gemurin heinu pshita de teirein. This is saying, even if it went into the first Klisharis, that Kemitza requires a higher level of Kedusha. It has to be put into the second Klisharis. And if it wasn't, then it's not considered Ra'ui. The Mikdash David says in Dalet Aleph that you see from here that really there are two requirements for Mizbeach Makadish. We're going to have, Bez Hashem, we're going to have on tomorrow's Daf, Bez Hashem, I should figure out some time to prepare it, but at that Pedal and Aleph, it has the rule of, it depends if this Psulo Bakodesh or not. If Psulo Bakodesh, we had it before, Machlokas Rashi does, what does that mean? Let's see, Rashi. If Psulo Bakodesh, the Psul happened after it came into the Beis HaMikdash, then it goes up on the Mizbeach. If it was not, if it was like Roveya and Nirba, where the Psul was beforehand, so then it doesn't go up on the Mizbeach. So, this is Psulo Bakodesh, points out the Mikdash David. You're in the Azara, you just didn't put it into the second Klishares. So you see from there, there's an additional ingredient, not just Psula Bakodesh, but also it has to be Ra'ui. And if it doesn't have full Kedusha, it's not Ra'ui. So you see the Pefeirish from this Gemara. So Maskev La Ravina, Ravina says, one second, Maishna Midula, why is a Kemitza that didn't get into the Klisharis, why is that different from Ula, Damar Ula, Emure Kachem Kalim, She'e'en on the face, because Damim Lo Yerdu, if you have the fats of Kachem Kalim, that went up on the Mizbeach before Zrika Zadam, they're not supposed to go up until after. Let's say they went up before Zrika Lo Yerdu. Right, they don't go down. Why? Nasu lachmo shel mizbeach? Question mark. Right, they become lachmo shel mizbeach. If you take that lashon literally, so then that's the relates to the hakira that we said a few minutes ago. It's the mizbeach's going to eat it. So what do you see from there? The emurim of the kachem kalim there don't have full kedusha. Right, the zrika wasn't done yet, and yet you say malo lo yerid. So what's the difference between that and a kemitza which wasn't put into the second klisharis? By the way, the Kesef Mishnah says, even though it's Alel Yered, you should wait till you do the Zrikas till you burn the Emurim that are left on the Mizbeach. You still should wait up there. Which might point to the Tzad of the Chakira that it's still called its Karban. The fact that you still have to wait. If it's just Lach Moshe Mizbeach, there's nothing left. Anyways, it says the Gemara, what's the difference? Answer, Hanach Lo Michsri Ma'asai Begufayu. By the Emurim, there's nothing that's lacking in them. Okay, you have to do a Zrika, which affects them, but it's not something in them. Hani michsri maisa begufayu. But here, by the kemitza, there's something lacking begufam. It's more of a problem, which makes it a no roi, and therefore, it's going to be a problem. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Kala Roy Le'ishim V'chulu. Rabbi Yeshua again said, Machlokes in the Mishnah, is it Roy Le'ishim or Roy Le'mizbeach? So what does each Tana do with the other one's word? Right? Because in the Pasuk it says both. Al Mokta Al Mizbeach. So it says both. Mokta is fire, Mizbeach is Mizbeach. So Rabbi Gamliel Nami Aksiv Ola Al Mokta. What does Rabbi Gamliel do with the Lashon of fire? Right? Hahu Lahadure Pokinu Da'asa. That's coming to include, let's say, something's burning on the Mizbeach, and then a log or a piece of meat that's already burned falls off the Mizbeach. Rolls off. So you throw it back on. That's what that extra word is referring to. You throw it back on. That's what the Mokta is teaching me. V'idach la'dure pokin minole. How did Rabbi Yeshua know that halacha of returning the pokin, the things that get pushed off? Nafgale me asher tochal ho'esh. He learns it from that phrase. V'idach. What does Rabbi Gamliel do with that phrase? Homi boile la'achule ola atamachzir. He learns it the following. What got eaten, digested, ichul. But what got eaten by the ola, you return. We had the machzir ichul ktaris. But if some of the ktaris falls off, so you don't put the ktaris back onto the mizbeach hazav. The Tani, Rabbi Chanina bar Ben Yomi bar Rabbi Lazar bar Rabbi Yaakov. I don't know why it has four generations there. Maybe another allusion to having babies, right? Asher tochal ha'esh es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach. Right, that's eaten, the fire eats, es ha'ola al ha'mizbeach. So we dash it from there. Ichule ola atamachzir, yetamachzir ichule ktaris. Special din by the ola, by the mizbeach ola, not by the ktaris. Ve'idach, and what about, how does the other one learn it? Shalom ha'melo shma'amina dikuli ola madrinan. You learn ha'melo. Once you need an inclusion to say you return the ola, obviously nothing else is included. If you just have one inclusion to include that in Memelo, you would know the Ketores is excluded. Fascinating question also brought up by the Mikdash David in the last paragraph in Simen Vav. Is Hachzaras Pekotin, you know, you think every detail of Zvachan, just a detail, but it's Lundis. Let's say the log falls off, I put it back on, is that an Avoda? Is that an Avoda? Is that like putting something on the Mizbeach? Would a Machshava Pasol? Right, all the Nafkaminas that we usually have. But that's the question. V'yesh lachgor ha'im chashiva haktar gemura l'chol dover v'holacha l'gabe mizbeach havila hadurik pokin kamo halachas evarim l'chol dineyem b'cholu or not? He says if a zar does it, you're for sure chayiv misa. That's not an afgamina though. D'logar mizar shahavach mitzinora. It's just like a zar who takes a shovel and makes it burn a little faster. Anything that causes to be burned faster. You don't need to have an avoda there. So there too, that would be an afkamina, but other might have other afkaminas. Okay, next, two dots. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Kol Arei V'Chulu, Rabbi Yeshua Nami Yotzei Mizbeach. So now the other way, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with the word Mizbeach? Because he says it's limited to fire. Humi Boile, Taima Ka'ama Rachmana, Kol Arei L'Mokta Mikadesh Mizbeach. Right, he learns it as the Pasuk is explaining itself. Right, it means that whatever is Roy L'Mokta on the fire, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. It's all one sentence. V'idach, Mizbeach Achrinaksiv. But Rabbi Gamliel said, no, there's another word Mizbeach that it says it twice. V'idach, Chal Lehechadois Lashasa Kosher, Chal Lehechashlois Lashasa Kosher. Similar to what we're going to discuss in Tabar's Mishnah. It depends. It's even if it never had a Shasa Kosher, it's going to be included. It never had a time of Heter. Certain items that didn't have a time of Heter, like Rashi says, Chutz Lizman or Chutz Lemkom. We have a piece of piggle. It never had a Shasa Kosher that became ruined. It didn't become pasul, so that also is included in the halacha. The idach, how does the other opinion know this? Kiva, the psulim ninu, Rabbeinu Rachmana, once the Torah includes psulim, lo shalais la shasa kosher, lo shalais la shasa kosher. What's the difference? Right now it's pasul. Right now the Torah includes psulim. So if it includes psulim, what difference should it make if it was ever kosher or not? Period. By Reb Shimon Omer, Azela Kasha v'chulu. Tani Reb Shimon Omer, Oler. Reb Shimon was the one that said it only has to be something that's ba'a biglal atzmo. But if it's ba'a biglal acherim, so then it's not going to have this halacha. So Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, Ma Ola, Haba, Bigal Atzma, Af Kol Abon, Bigal Atzma, and only items that come for themselves, Yatsu, Nesachim, Abon, Bigal Zevach, excluding Nesachim. Rabbi Yosef Glili Omer, Rabbi Yosef Glili argues, Bidokshin, Emer, Kol, Nogim, Mizeach, Yigdash, from the fact that it says, anything that touches the Mizbeach will become holy, Shomea, Ani, Bein Roy, Bein Shein, Roy. I know already that it's even something that is not Roy, anything that touches the Mizbeach. Tamalomer kvasim. That's why it says kvasim. A kvasim ruuyim af kol roy. Anything that is roy. So even something that is not ba'a bilal atzmo. Anything that is roy is going to be included in this halacha. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ola Ma Ola ruuya af kol ruuya. Rabbi Akiva said no. Anything roy. My benayu. What's the difference between the last two opinions? Amar Avada Barava Olas Ha'of Psula Ikibinayu. Does this halacha apply to birds? Does it apply to birds? We already excluded a kamitza. Does it apply to birds? Well, it depends. What? Mar maisi lame ola. According to the one who learns it from ola, so then it is included. Umar maisi lame kvasim. According to the one who learns it from the word kvasim, sheep, so then it is not included, because a bird is not a sheep. A little more. Umar maisi lame kvasim oksiv ola. According to the one who learns it from kvasim, what does he do with the word ola? Iyabi iksiv kvasim loksiv ola. If it only says kvasim and not ola, hava mina filu mechayim. I would have thought even animals that are still alive that have brought them as bayach, it should be Makadesh. Because Rachmana Ola. No, it says Ola. Ola is already, you only call something an Ola once it was shechted, once it's dead. That's why it says Ola. What about that? According to one who says Ola, what does it do with the word Kvasim? Iksiv Ola, Vosiv Kvasim, Hava Mina Filu Mincha. I would have said even a Mincha is included, because Rachmana Kvasim. So that's why I say Kvasim, Tishbi, not a Mincha, like the case we had up above, of Kmasim, Shlokitshu, Bikli. There's a question, just look, Machloka Zachroni, look in Tosis here. What about Lavona? Is Lavona frankincense? Is that considered ba'a biglal machmas atzman or ba'a biglal mincha? Excuse me, a machlokes achronim based on a gemara minachas. But that is an interesting question. What about Lavona? Lavona goes with the mincha, but it's not mixed into the mincha. The flour and the oil are mixed together, and the Lavona goes on top of it. So is that considered separate or not? Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, no shiur tonight, but B'ez Hashem, we'll take it day by day this week. B'ez Hashem, I'll try to do my best. I will try to get a Sefer Mitzvah shiur up today. B'ezrat Hashem, but we'll see. Okay, agun.